I can imagine it's been such a tough year for you. I mean, can you put into words how tough it's been?
Heartbreaking, torture, sense of emptiness, loss, a struggle. Just hard day to day.
Is it feeling like you are just kind of going through the motions now? You kind of lost your sense of family and who you are.
Anger as well. We just feel empty without Kaylee as part of us.
Yeah. You had a funeral for her. It was, you know, the whole community came out to it. Why did you want to do this service?
We did the service to mark the anniversary of Kaylee. But to just give people the chance to come, because the community, the police, everyone really have supported us throughout this year.
Yeah.
And it's just a thank you and a celebration of Kaylee's life.
I was going to say, what have you got planned? Because I can imagine you don't want it to be this really sad thing. You do want it to be a celebration as well.
It is a celebration of Kaylee's life, and it's not where we want to be, but we are. And it's just to remember Kaylee as she was.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful, happy girl, lucky girl.
And what kind of things have you got planned for the service? What will be involved?
My children personally will be letting off balloons with messages inside to the sister. A speech from myself and Martin. Some prayers, Kaylee's favourite songs being played. And a minute silence for her.
Mm. You mentioned, you know, she had siblings. How has it been for them? Because, I mean, as a parent it's hard, but like her best friend.
We've got them through it the best we can. We speak to them every day about Kaylee. We visit Kaylee 3 times a week. When we do visit Kaylee, they shout up, "We love you, Kaylee." And we're just saying she's been looked after up in heaven, which is a beautiful place.
You're going to play her favourite songs. What kind of songs did she like?
Miley Cyrus. Just the hip-hop, normal teen songs.
Because that's what she was, just a normal teen, wasn't
she? She was a typical teenager.